Welcome to the Bible Talks with Josh and Heather.
We're so glad you joined us today for talking about the Bible.
If you're interested in theology but don't consider yourself a theologian, this is the show for you.
We're Josh and Heather Tice from Las Vegas, Nevada. We're a married couple who serve together, and we love to talk about the things of God.
We do. Deep theology in a simple way. That's what we're all about. And you can find this and previous episodes on our iTunes podcast or on KVXL 101.1 Experience Liberty Radio.
All right. We always start every episode with something fun. So are you ready for today's question?
Hey, I'm ready.
Okay, then let's do it.
All right, so this is episode number 34. We're going to talk about the biggest powders in the Bible, the biggest babies.
Call the ambulance.
Okay, right. Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about, because some people go through difficult things, but these people do not handle it well. But before we do, you said you wanted
there
to do something
fun. There might
be
a few lessons for us in this.
For you, maybe.
Ouch.
Maybe for you. I'm so good at handling bad things.
Yeah, I've actually already been convicted, so I'm just going to own up to it. But okay, we'll get there. Let's start with the fun stuff. Yeah. Let's get the wheels of conversation going. So today's question is, what is your favorite thing to do with your kids? And if your kids listening to this Bible podcast, just like Jonathan, Savannah, and Scarlett, since your parents make you, what is your favorite thing to do with your parents? Okay, Josh, what's your favorite thing to do with our kids?
All right, my favorite thing to do with our kids is it depends on which one. I really like to go on dates with our kids. Mm-hmm. So one-on-one is my favorite. They're easier to handle. Flying solo. So I like to go to see a movie with Jonathan, like the Avengers or something like that. So we always try to hit up every year, and then we'll go out to get like sandwiches or tacos. I love to dress up with the girls and go on special dates. And they're at the age, they love to get the fancy dresses on, do their makeup, and we sit there. So those are my favorite things. What about you? I know what you're going to say. Hiking?
No. What? Actually, it's kind of funny because we love so many things. Like, I do love to vacation with our kids. Our kids are some of the best to vacation with, because whether you're hiking or doing an amusement park or whatever, they are really fun. They're troopers. They're not whiny babies. They are tough kids. And they know how to have a good time and hang out with mom and dad. But that's not what I put.
Okay, what did you
put? My favorite two things are things that we do regularly. I love when we sit at the table and we talk about our day, and
like
we
dinner.
Just sometimes it's so funny. Sometimes we get
dinner
into
time.
Good conversations, and we're not the family that's always at the dinner table. Sometimes we eat in front of the TV, and I love that
sometimes
too. I love watching shows with our kids. Yeah,
what are we watching
Tuesday.
Right now with the kids? We're watching
Monk, which is an old detective show. So we watch that. So we like to get our kids into
and the middle
of detectives. Oh, the middle. That one makes me cry. So I do. I love sitting there and watching the kids figure out who done it, or laughing at something, or getting really moved by something sweet. So I really do enjoy our TV time.
It's fun to spend time with the kiddos, man. We're in that stage
that.
Right now. We're 14. 12 and 10, and we're going to go back and listen to this someday. We're going to be like, you know, the kids will all be adults, and we'll be like, oh, aren't we so sad that we're free?
Aww.
And we can travel and do anything we want now. Okay, anyway, so yeah, that's kind of what I like to do. I'm excited about jumping into this topic, Heather.
You are?
Yeah, because you told me about this idea of great powders of the Bible, and I thought, yeah, that's...
Powters.
I mean, babies of the Bible. And boy, it does. It reminds us, man, bad things happen to everybody. How do you handle it? And these people did not handle
it. I don't like this one because I can be such a powder. So I've been so convicted of this, because the thought is, I mean, 1 Corinthians 10:10 is one of many verses that tells us don't grumble. And the question is, what do you do when things go wrong? What do you do about it? Do you just accept it and move forward, or do you complain? And this year, I will say, before we even delve into this, because we're going to be picking on some Bible characters, so let me just pick on myself. I hate Thursdays. It's my least favorite day of the week. Those who follow me on social media know this. Mm-hmm. But do you know what I've done this year to counter it? Instead of being angry about it and dreading it, I have started like kind of poking fun at it and having fun with it. I'm like, well, this is just how Thursday is. So I've kind of been making memes about it and praying for people. One week I posted a meme or a video, and I told everybody that commented I'd pray for them. And I prayed for everybody, and that made my Thursday a lot better. So I'm learning how to not pout. Aren't you proud of me?
Yes, I'm proud of you.
If you're not, I'm going to pout and insult the rest of the podcast.
Today, we're recording this on a Wednesday, so you're doing okay?
Yeah, so I'm doing okay. I feel great today.
Tomorrow it's coming.
Brace yourselves. Thursday is coming. That's okay. We'll all survive yet another Thursday. And that makes Friday even better because you made it through Thursday. Oh.
Thanos is coming, Tony.
What? He doesn't come on Thursday, does he? It probably was a Thursday, actually. They don't tell the day, but just know, Avengers fans, it was Thursday. Okay. But let's talk about people in the Bible who were pouters. We each have four.
Yeah, and I'm ready for my first one.
It's going to be
interesting
to see
what we've
got.
You want me to go
first this time? No, we're going from fourth to first.
Okay, gotcha.
We're going to count it down.
Count it down to the top worst pouter in the Bible.
Yeah.
Got it.
So, number four, who did you put?
Okay, I put Samson.
Samson. I don't think of him as a pouter. I think of him as a dumb jock, but what do you mean when he was a pouter?
Okay, that dumb jock. That's awesome. I could see that. Okay, but Samson, Judges chapter 14, the Bible says that now Samson went down to Timnah and saw a woman in Timnah of the daughters of the Philistines. So he went up and told his father. This is great. This is great. I don't know how old he is. What is he, 19, 21? And he comes and he tells his father and mother saying, I have seen a woman in Timnah. That's how Samson talked, by the
Sounds
way.
Sounds a bit like Schwarzenegger.
I have seen a woman in Timnah. I'll be back. Of the daughters of the Philistine. Duh. Now, therefore, I like this. Get her for me to wife.
See that? Okay. I'm sorry, Josh, but here's where we're going to talk.
Go.
I don't think he's pouting. I think he's being a demanding. I mean, that's why you wanted to rename it Biggest Babies of the Bible, isn't it?
No,
because it's like a baby, get it for me, mommy. No, but he's not pouting. He's not like, you didn't give it to me. I didn't get what I wanted. So I can test this one.
Okay,
number four is
the
out.
The story goes on.
Unless you can prove
his father and mother say to him, is there never a woman among the daughters of the brethren that of all the people? Can't you find a wife that you have to go to the uncircumcised Philistine? And Samson says, Father, get her for me, for she pleases me well. I see pouting here.
I think you're stretching
You kind of picture him like picking him up by the throat and like
no, I think he's just the boss of the family. And he's like a little spoiled brat saying, this is what I want. I'm going to get. He's not, I don't think he's pouting.
The reason I say pouting is because later on, so I'm not going to give in on this. Later on, with Delilah, what does he do with Delilah? He's totally pouting. So she's like,
no, he's not pouting. Anyone's pouting, it's Delilah.
No,
put Delilah on your list.
And then she,
if you give Delilah as your answer, pouting to Samson. And see, I don't even think she should really care. I think she was putting on.
Okay, all right.
She was feigning a pout.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, Samson, the pouty lip. You girls want to know how that makeup thing originated. It started with Delilah.
Okay.
She wasn't really pouting, but she did her makeup to make it look like her lip was out. And then she said those things to pout.
Wow,
I cannot believe you had a pouter that wasn't a pouter.
I'm taking it off my list.
But you know what? I'm kind of glad because your last list, the last time we did a list, your list was so much better than mine.
Yeah, if you didn't hear
feels good.
The episode was really good. And
best
you
fights
it,
in the Bible.
Best fights in the Bible.
And Josh's list was so much better than mine.
It was
awesome.
But
see, you put all your focus on that, and that's why you ended up just so short on number four here. But I have faith in you. I'm sure your other three.
I feel like you're being sarcastic.
I feel like your other three are going to be strong.
I don't feel like this is sincere.
Are you going to pout now that number four has been removed? Okay. Now listen, if you agree with Josh and you think Samson was a pouter.
He was.
First of all, you're wrong. But you're welcome to comment because we are creatures of free will, as
we
learned in our last session.
Can you give your number four already? Just give your number four.
So I'm going to give you some grace on your number four because I actually don't have a number four.
That's right. You only came up with three.
Yes.
Well.
See, so it's hard to come up with beyond three on this one.
Okay.
Plus, I thought we were only doing three at first.
All right, so what do you got?
All right, my number three is a woman, and I love her, and I hated putting her on this list, and I almost took her off, but the more I thought about it, I'm like, no, it is pouting. She's in someone else's business, and she's pouting, and it's Martha.
Martha.
And you know I love Martha.
Yeah, you do.
But she is kind of her thing. She's like, I'm not saying always, but in that moment, the moment we all know and we hear sermons about is that she is frustrated that she is not getting the help that she thinks she deserves. And she's looking at what someone else is getting.
Yeah.
She's like, that's not fair that Mary gets that time over there. I would like to be over there.
Yeah.
And she pouts about it. And how many wives, here's where we can get convicted, because I've been there where I'm like, my husband doesn't know what it's like. He doesn't have to deal with this. And I have pouted before because we have different responsibilities. So I can see myself in Martha, so I'm totally not hating on her, but I can't take her off the list because it's a pout party.
No, it totally is a pout party. Okay, so I'm with you on Martha. I'm tracking.
Yeah, and I think that's a good thing too. The Lord's kind of like, he even says that to Peter later. Oh, I could have put Peter down. But Peter wasn't pouting, but we asked where what's going to happen with John, and the Lord says, what is that into you?
Yeah, that
don't worry about other
stretch,
people's business.
Almost as much of a stretch as my last one. Okay, here's my number three. Number three, I'm going to have to put Ahab.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Big
See, that's my number
powder.
Four. I'm going to take you back. That'll be my number four.
All right,
four.
So it'll be my number three. It'll be your number four. Ahab, let's talk about him. 1 Kings chapter 21 is the story. Ahab is the king of Israel. He's a bad man. He is a bad man. He's married to a terrible woman named Jezebel. He wants to buy a vineyard that's next door to his palace, but he goes to approach him and like, hey, can I buy your vineyard? And Naboth, who owns the vineyard, says no. And the king runs back to his castle. He crawls up into his bed and he's crying. He's like, he's crying.
It is a great passage, yes.
Oh, Naboth won't sell me the vineyard. And Jezebel, who's kind of like this like really bold, manly woman, she says, well, you're the king. Why don't you go and take it? Oh, thank you, Jezebel. And so basically Jezebel convinces him to have Naboth killed. And destroyed, and it's a terrible story. Long story short, you can read about it in 1 Kings chapter 20, but it's hilarious to watch as this guy just loses his mind and weeping and crying about the fact that this guy won't sell him his vineyard.
You know, and that's
story.
Another one that, listen, if you have a proclivity to pouting, which some of us do, some of us aren't angry, but we're pouters. We've been spoiled and we're used to getting our way. And when we don't, be cautious of that because you may be married to a person who's going to make it happen for you, or that may be your best friend who is like, well, fine, I'll just go and tell her.
Right.
I'll go doing that.
And in reality, that's what happens really in the story. It's not Ahab that has Naboth killed. It's Jezebel.
Yeah.
And Jezebel basically is like, I'll solve your problem, honey. I'll have the man murdered. And this is what happens. So his pouting works. He must have been a as a child. His parents never taught him not to pout. And then Jezebel keeps this going. So that's my number three.
Yeah, so pouters beware. Look, check your life and be like, yeah, you know what? That person does always kind of fix my problems. Am I pouting? Am I causing that issue? You know, and then get it correct in your own
heart.
What's
your number three?
Number two for me is one that probably came to mind for most of you. As you're thinking this, I bet some of you called out Jonah, the pouty prophet.
Oh, okay. Jonah, the pouty prophet. Oh, my goodness.
And again, oh my word, like I did not realize when we threw this out, I just thought it was a fun idea.
Yeah.
But the more we've gone into it and the more I listed things, the more we talk about it, I'm like, oh, I'm such a pouter.
Oh, for real.
He's a pouting minister. Okay. So in ministry, he's sitting there and he doesn't want to go to the people God wants him to go to. And then he pouts because God's going to save him. They actually repented. And then he pouts because the thing that God had given him is taken away. And all this stuff, he's just continually
sad. And then he pouts because they repent. And he pouts because God saves them.
Yeah.
And he's just pouting the whole
time.
And
because it's little plant that covered him.
Jonah, yeah. Here's your tissue.
Yeah.
Wah.
But isn't that what we do? God gives us a good place to serve. And we pout. We're like, you know what? This is not good. My place is not good.
Yeah.
This is not right. Even when God's working in our midst, we should be looking at this good thing and rejoicing. Mm. We're ticked off because we didn't like that person getting blessed.
Totally.
Or we didn't want to be in this area. We wanted to be over there at that other place, at Tarshish, with all these other people.
I'm with you.
And I think I said that town wrong.
What, Tarshish?
Did I say it right?
Yes.
I think I was thinking Taurus, like the Ford Taurus.
There's a Ford Taurus, and then
there's Saul of Tarsus, and Tarshish, but he went to Tarshish.
And then there's
right?
the then there's the then there's
Jonah
the,
was going to Tarshish. Tarshish.
Then kebab. There's the land of
Tarshish kebab.
And then there's the land of Rohan.
Yeah, I love Rohan, but that is not in the Bible.
That's Tolkien. That's right.
No, that's all Tolkien. Right. Okay, so Jonah's in mind, pouting prophet. Yeah. And so, hey, don't pout in your ministry. I'm sorry if they took away the room that your ministry served in at the church. I'm sorry that Jonah lost his plant, but get over it, okay? You know what? Serve God with a joyful spirit. Let's be thankful instead of poutful.
All right, so that's your number two.
Yep.
Here's my number
two. Beat
that,
buddy. You can't beat Jonah.
Haman.
That's good.
Okay.
I think Jonah's
stronger. In the story of Esther.
Not that it's a contest.
Fascinating story.
Maybe
Esther
was,
is
I'm
the
winning.
Queen. It's not a contest, and I am winning too.
Okay.
Or as well.
Haman,
or
you actually have a good point here.
Okay.
Go ahead, Haman.
So what happens? Esther is the queen. She is Jewish. It's secretly so. Haman's an anti-Semite. He hates Jewish people. And what does he do? He makes a declaration that everybody has to bow down before him. But there's a guy named Mordecai. Mordecai ain't going to mess around. Mordecai is not going to bow down to this idiot. He only bows down to God. And so Haman, like Aladdin through the streets of Agrabah, is having a huge parade, and everybody's supposed to bow down before him. But here stands this lone guy, Mordecai. Mordecai will not bow down. And so he's so upset. He goes home and he pouts to his wife. He cries to his wife and he says, oh, why won't she bow down before me? Why won't he bow down? And he cries about Mordecai.
And again, he's got a willing audience. So if you are a pouter, just be careful, because you got probably got people that they're not just
enable your pouting.
But they enable your pouting.
Yeah. Speaking of pouting, somebody just came into the room. Well, hello there, Brother Matt.
Hello, Brother Josh.
How are you today?
I am blessed to be part of
The Bible Talks
the Bible
with
talks.
Josh and Heather. Matthew, how many episodes have you
how
listened
many
to?
Because
my
We're
brother listens
34.
To every single one.
Which episode has been your favorite?
Every one, because we've given permission for you to use our studio. You're
Can't
using
hear him,
our
Matt.
Radio station manager.
And how much do we pay you for this privilege?
The privilege of being your brother so that
Precisely.
I could have you here. That's so. In fact, I have been a part of every Bible Talk episode.
Yes, you have. In the fact that you have allowed this to take place. And we are thrilled for this. So, what? Oh, you have to be closer to the mic. They can't hear you, Matt.
So Matt's been here, and he's been saying
all
a bunch
I
of stuff.
Say, all I want to say is what a blessing the Bible Talks have been to me, this ministry, and hopefully around the world. Josh and Heather, their insights and their value to
Woo,
the Independent
shake that
Baptist
bush, brother.
Stop talking for a second. Women are to keep silent in the radio station.
Okay, I promise we are going to do a whole Bible Talks on women in the Bible
wow,
and what the Bible says about women. I was undecided until now, but now
wow.
You need a word, Matthew.
I'm
and I will give it to you, brother.
Heather Tice oftentimes shames me with her words, so it keeps me humble. All right, I'll let you get back to your thing.
It's kind of nice to have you in here. I know you're our biggest fan. And to be able to be in the studio. Like, is this exciting for you?
To be in this actual studio with you, filming and online.
Do you listen to this every night now before bed with the kids, or is it just down to two or three times a week?
Well, now that you're at over 30 episodes, we can't do one a day.
Yeah, like you used to.
It just makes us have to choose, and it's become more difficult.
Many of you don't know this, but just recently Matt got a Bible Talks with Josh and Heather tattoo.
Yeah.
And he's very proud of it. He loves to work out at the gym with no sleeves to show off that tat. It's our faces with a Bible underneath.
Sadly, he doesn't know that we're about to change the logo, so too bad, Matt.
He's going to look like an
really
idiot.
Okay, for the two people who think that's true, Matt, did you really get a Bible Talks tattoo?
It was a brand, not a tattoo.
Perfect. That was really well done.
Word.
And we're talking about great pouters of the Bible. And Matthew is not a pouter.
Matt, before you go, jump back to the mic. And Matt, just off the top of your head, you haven't heard our list because you just came in. But who would you say comes to mind when you think of a pouter in the Bible? Say the first thing that comes to your mind. Who
first
pouted
person
in the
comes
Bible?
To mind.
Elijah.
Wow.
We didn't have him on our list.
That
is
a
great on your list?
Pick. No.
Why Elijah, Matt? Share with us.
Because he killed all those people at Mount Carmel, and then the
is
next
that pouting,
day
though?
He's saying,
oh, then he's pouting.
I want to die. Yeah. I'm sad, and he's sitting under a bush right. And has to be fed by birds and nourished by angels. And
you've never
that's
been discouraged, have you, Matthew? Like
not when I'm around you, Heather. Every time I'm around you, my spirit's lift.
Oh, my goodness.
Nice response. He's quick on his feet, folks. He really is. You know what? This is really making me think that when one of these episodes, we're going to have to do something on emotional health. And
Ooh,
biblically, what the Bible
good.
Says about emotional and biblical health. I think that could be really good.
I think that would be really good. So, yeah.
All right. So let's jump back in. So we finished up with Ahab. We're going to go to your number one.
My number one. Okay. See, in mine, I feel so passionately about it. I wish I had gone last. But my
oh, you
number
want to?
One.
You can go last. I'll give me.
Okay,
my,
go
I'll,
ahead.
Okay,
let's
I'm going to give you my number one.
One.
My number one, and this is going to be a little unconventional, is the rich young ruler.
I don't see it as pouting. I see that as stubbornness.
No, I see it as pouting. And the
see,
reason
but you know what?
Specifically,
it's not your fault
because
you're not really a pouter for most part. I'm the pouter in the relationship. You're not.
Here's why. Because he walks away, the Bible says, and he walked away sad. So the story is...
Oh, that's pretty good.
The Bible tells us this rich young ruler comes to Jesus and says, what must I do to earn eternal life? And that's how he talked in the British accent, of course. And Jesus says, oh, you want to work your way to heaven? Fantastic. Here's a couple things you can do. Sell everything you have and give it to the poor. And he's like, is there anything other than that? Primarily is the conversation. And Jesus says, no, do that. And the Bible says he goes away sad because he had much goods. So I see stubbornness, but I see a sadness, a pouting. I did not get the answer from Jesus I wanted. And the real answer was, hey, pal, there's nothing you can do. Nothing you can do to earn eternal life. You have to come to me humbly and ask for forgiveness and salvation. Then you'll be saved. Well, this guy was clearly not ready to do that. What about you, Heather? Number one, powder in the Bible.
Okay, and I'm quickly Googling because I want to read a couple of the verses with this one because it really hit home when you hear the verses. So I put as my number one, Cain.
Cain, yes.
Cain.
I mean, here's a guy.
I mean, you
just
can do a lot of things, bitterness and anger, but I think one of the biggest things that started with pouting, that's why it's so serious, y'all. When I studied this years ago, I was like, I need to be aware of this. I don't need to pout. And I need to do the thing, get over stuff. So here's what happened. Cain and Abel both bring offerings to God. Abel brings, because he's a shepherd, he brings what God asks for. Not because he's a shepherd, but because that's what God asks for. He brings a lamb. Cain is a farmer. Nothing wrong with being a farmer. But what's wrong is he brought fruit of the ground and stuff, not a blood sacrifice,
yes,
which is what the Lord required.
Yes.
Again, he was kind of like we talked about before, trying to earn God's favor in a wrong way. He was trying to do something spiritual in a wrong way. So, but God is so gracious. So when it says unto Cain and to his offering, the Lord had not respect. Cain was very wroth. He was angry first, and then his countenance fell. Is that not pouting right there?
Totally.
Ticked off. And then I'm going to be sad about it. And listen, the Lord said unto Cain, why are you angry? Why is your countenance falling? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted. And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. Mm. And it goes all over this. And it's just so clear to me. The Lord says, you don't have to be sad, Cain. Just bring the right offering and I'll accept it.
Yeah.
And Cain, instead of doing right, he continued to pout. He's having a bad day and he's going to keep on. And that leads into further and further sin. That's why I think it's so dangerous.
Love it.
When we pout and we get a bad attitude. Kids, if you're listening, it seems like it's not a big deal.
Hey, I'll tell you this. But there are two things that come to mind. First of all, the one non-pouter in the Bible I can point to is the Apostle Paul. Here's a guy who over and over and over goes through the most terrible things. And even in prison, what joy he expresses in the book of Philippians, what joy he expresses in being a servant and a bond servant of Jesus Christ in prison for him. And that should be our example. We are not talking about emotional health here. We're not talking about your mental health. And I think we ought to do an entire episode that really focuses on that. Getting discouraged, getting depressed, that's very real.
Yeah.
That's very...
This is not about emotion. It's about attitude.
This is just about an attitude.
An attitude. Yeah. And so, kids, let me encourage you. Adults, let me encourage you. If something doesn't go your way, if things aren't what you wanted them to be or what you thought they would turn out to be, choose instead to thank God for what's there and have joy in that moment. Be thankful and make the best out of it. Have fun with it. When plans don't go the right way, don't pout about it. Don't get angry and sad and let it ruin everything else.
Agreed.
Instead, or make someone else go and fix it for you. No, instead, just say, you know what? This is the day the Lord's made, and I'm going to rejoice and have fun with it.
Hey, thanks for listening to this episode. This was fun to do.
It was fun. I actually enjoyed this one a lot more than I thought it was.
Yeah.
Very relaxing.
Okay, now, what can they do for us this time?
Well,
so we always ask
of all,
you to
make
do something.
Sure you subscribe to the podcast.
You've got
to
subscribe.
Goodness.
Some of you are just finding random episodes and you're thinking, well, what do I need to do? You've got to subscribe. You can subscribe on Podomatic.
Every time there's a new one, boom.
Or you can subscribe on iTunes. And it's free. We're not even charging
for this
content.
It's not like a magazine subscription that you have to pay for.
That's
this
right.
is totally
So subscribe,
free.
And when you subscribe, it'll automatically download every time. You can listen to every single one of the episodes. Go back and listen to episode... By the way, I went back and listened to part of episode one. It is terrible. Oh, my word.
So don't listen to episode one. Most podcasts are really bad
on
episode one.
We've had over 600 listens to episode one, and it drops sharply from there.
Oh my goodness.
So
that's so
listen
sad.
To the other episodes. Listen to episode one ironically, okay? And then
or just skip it.
And then subscribe. Hey, let me say thanks for listening.
Yes. And remember, when the Bible talks.
You missed it. You were right there.
I was struck by that number. It made me really sad. Now I feel like I need to pout about it.
Let me just say.
I won't, though.
Let me just say, thanks for listening.
And remember,
when the Bible talks,
we'd better listen.